ओम शांति। फ्रॉम विच कंट्रीज यू हैव कम? वियतनाम, आइसलैंड, स्पेन, यूएसए, थाईलैंड, ब्राजील, अच्छा, यूएई, वेरी गुड। इफ आई वर टू गो टू ऑल दीज कंट्रीज, हाउ मच टाइम getting the visas and some travel it would take me. So to meet you all together here is a great saving for me and a joy for me that I am able to meet you all. Someone told me that this time there are lesser number of double foreigners. To me, even one double foreigner is most valuable because Baba also says that. So I said, well, even if there are two or three, I will come. Because every time I have taken upon myself that whatever may be going on downstairs, so many Indian brothers, sisters to meet me, but I must come to every turn of double foreigners. So it is my pleasure. It also means in Satyuga, I will be able to visit so many picnic spots. So, when I was asked to suggest the topic, I thought what could be better than sharing some experiences with Brahma Baba. Because all other things are coming in the Murlis, revised Murlis, avyakt Murlis, but personal experiences with Brahma Baba are only personal. So anyone having those experiences, and their number is getting fewer and lesser and lesser. Now very few souls are left who have taken sustenance from Brahma Baba. Okay. So as sister has told, I joined Baba's family in 1955. So from then up to 1969, 18th January, I have taken sustenance from Brahma Baba. And also from the mother till she was in body. So both father and mother, the originators of the new world, I have had the fortune to meet them. In those days, Mount Abu was not what it is today. Today we have got fans, air conditioners. At that time, no fans were needed. And the climate was very pleasant, the population was very little, and only the Brahma Kumaris and some Christian organizations and some schools, plus some shops, etc., were the population. There are so many princely houses in Mount Abu, But those are only status symbols of those princes and kings of their period. Hardly they would come for 15 days or so, and otherwise they will be in their states. So, first I will tell you my first meeting with Brahma Baba. So after the morning class, there was an adjoining room which was called chamber. And in that room there was a big chair. In the class, Brahma Baba will be like official teacher. And you know, there were no chairs in those days. And hardly there would be one chair in the class at the end, backside. Baba also used to sit on flat sandal, and all of us sat on the floor. And then, after the class, Baba will come to adjoining room and sit on that chair, and the children will be sitting around like, you know, chicks of the hen, sitting around like this. And that time, at that point of time, Baba will be very informal, and we will talk to them, or Baba will say something about the Murli which had just been completed by Shiv Baba. So first time, myself, my mother, my father, and my younger brother, who was 3 years younger to me, as a family we went to Baba. And my father said, Baba, I want to leave my job and I want to be full-time Baba's child because time is very short. Baba told him, you have a family, so you have to take care of your family. You be a trustee and live in the family. My mother, Baba said, you are very devoted, and Baba wants you to be completely detached, free of attachment. So your husband will open a center in a pilgrim place, and you go there and become the teacher there. So we used to live in Delhi. Near to Delhi, there was a pilgrim center called Mathura, supposed to be Lord Krishna's birthplace. So my father opened a center there. My mother stayed there till her leaving the body about 12 years back, at the age of 93. She may visit us, but she will never agree to leave that place because Baba had put her. Even if her health was not good in the last days, but she will, if any student come, she will keep on giving gyan and is very happy. My turn came. Baba asked me, what are you doing? I said, Baba, I am studying law and also doing the chartered accountancy training. Baba said, you complete your studies. Next came my younger brother. He was studying in college second year. Baba said, you leave your studies and become a surrendered Brahma Kumar. Now, different type of advice to different, which tells that anybody becoming Baba's child, that was our first day. Baba knows their future and guides them accordingly. In retrospect, I find that my brother was in body only for 3 years after that. And I am in body up to today. It is 87 years. So Baba knew that soul is going to leave the body, so asked that soul to do full-time godly service. So we can see from that. Now, after passing my exams, I started an office of a chartered accountant in Delhi. When I came to next to Mount Abu, first thing Baba asked me was, have you qualified? Which means, Baba normally says, I don't care for the children's law kick, but Baba definitely cares for certain children's Laukik who he knows that they are going to be very deeply in Yajna. I said, yes, what are you doing? I told Baba, I am practicing chartered accountant. So Baba said, come closer. Although I was close to Baba, still closer. And said, you know, in that you have to tell lies, make false accounts and all that. So child, and also your mind will be all the time involved in your accountancy and practice. So you better leave your job and practice and take a government job. Now Baba's personality and Baba's direction, instantly I decided I will not go to my office. I will tell my brothers to pack up all these books and return, and I will look for a government job. Came back to Delhi, saw for the first time vacancies in the newspaper, and the first vacancy of chartered accountant I saw, I sent a handwritten application because that I did not even know that you have to type an application. But because force of Baba was behind me, so I got the job. How I got the job? Baba got it for me. Because the company where I was to join, government company, they had just acquired land only for their factory, fertilizer factory. 300 acres of land, and they were presently in some rented accommodation to interview us. So about 9 boys had gone for the same interview, because nobody will like to go to a remote area where is no population, no city. So they all were either already employed, they all asked for higher salary. They thought the company will naturally give, who will come to this remote area. But it was a government company, new company, their rule was to employ people only at the minimum of salary, which they had prescribed. I did not know anything, what is salary, what is pay scale, what is nothing. So they asked me so many questions, I was not able to reply because as a BK, I qualified the exam but not very deeply interested in accountancy and other. The last question they asked was, what salary you will accept? Now because I know nothing, I said, whatever you will give me. So I was the only one selected and all of them were rejected. So you can see how Baba got me the job. Not only that, because that was a very, very big organization, they required 8 chartered accountants. So after 1.5 months, they re-advertised with higher salary, basic salary, so that more boys can be attracted. I got that higher salary because I was already employed. So which means to say, Baba not only got me in, but also got my salary raised. If it was the salary in the beginning, I would have been out. So Baba got me the job. So you can see, just once in your life, if for any substantial decision, you decide in favor of Baba's Gyan, Baba will take care of you, whole of your life, that is granted. Okay. Now, when I got my first salary, in India there is a system to send your salary to your guru, spiritual head. So accordingly, I made a check of that and sent to Baba Mount Abu by registered post. And Baba returned it by registered post. So you can imagine a 21 years boy, how much impressed he will be that there is an institution in the world where you send money and they can return you also. So I was very fond of noting the points of Murli's, and I wrote back to Baba that you say that only those children who put something in the egg, they will get their fortune many million times. So you have rejected sending me back my money. At your instance I got the job. It is an honestly earned money from the government company. So what is my fault that you have rejected it, sent it back? I again sent it by registered post with a letter. So Baba said, child accepted, received your letter. This time I have accepted, but in future don't send. From that I learnt a lesson that Baba wants me not to send any part money or anything. Baba doesn't want money. Baba wrote that you spend your money for godly service yourself. Which means to say that I become a trustee. I have to for everything. So then I opened a center in my place. So much had Baba had faith and love for me that the company was in a very scenic, beauty place. There was the largest dam, water dam in the world, state gravity dam in that city. So many BKs at that time used to visit various centers. So Baba will send them to me first of all, that you go, he will take care of you, like that. So like that Baba used to do. First a tape recorder, which was used to be a very big one in those days with a spool, very heavy. Baba asked me to buy a Philips tape recorder and on my holidays take Baba's Murli to nearby centers so that they can listen to Baba's voice. So like that, Baba had a lot of faith in me. Now, further, I will tell you certain instances of personal important things which Baba taught me through interaction. So, the first one was that I used to come to Madhuban as soon as I will get my leave from office, come to Madhuban, and in those days, maybe 1 week, 15 days, Baba used to play badminton with us. And also, after lunch, after Brahma Bhojan, Baba once called me to his room. And Baba was sitting on that Baba's this thing and asked me, "Do you know to play cards?" I said, "Baba, no." So Baba said, "Don't you go to your club of the company?" I said, "Baba, I go only once a year to check their stocks. Otherwise, I don't go because I don't need to go." Then Baba said, "Your Buddhu taught me to one game of the cards. And then told me after every lunch, you come to me." So next day I went and Baba called two or three more children, including Baba's son, who had left body only 2-3 years back. And Baba's son had left the yajna and gone independent, but out of affection for Baba, he used to come to Madhuban. So I found Baba made me sit by his side and his son at a distance. So I felt very happy that Baba is treating me better than his son. So I got the habit of roaming around Baba's room after lunch and so that Baba calls me. One such time Baba did not call me. So then Baba's Brahmani Lachhu sister, you know, she came out. I said, "Sister, I am waiting. Baba has not called." She said, wait, I will ask." So Baba told her, "Tell him to collect his other brothers and come." On that day, Baba was reclining on his sitting place with a blanket on. And Baba played and lost the first game. Normally, Baba won't lose any game. So we felt, Baba has lost the game. How is it? And Baba, when we will lose the game, Baba will ask us to do like this in acknowledgement of defeat. Now we cannot tell Baba to do that. So we were wondering. Then I asked Lachhu Ben, "Baba has lost and why Baba is reclining?" She said, Baba has 102 fever. But because you said, Baba out of love has called you. So you can imagine how much love Baba had got for the children, which has gone into our blood. Okay. Likewise, well, Baba used to take us in the, because there was hardly any population, and Baba will take us after the class. Mama will blow a whistle, and all of us will collect, get into our fleet shoes, and Baba will take us around the lake. Similarly, in the evening also, Baba will take us around the lake. And also, in between, at tea time, Baba will take us to the various rocks, hills. And very difficult hills where you can sleep also. So Baba will be the first to go up, and at any vacant space we will take tea, etc. will be brought there. So Baba will in between tell us, keep remembering Shiv Baba. If you keep remembering Shiv Baba, nobody will fall going at the hills. And also in between also, Baba will stop, look backwards and tell us, are you remembering Shiv Baba? And our joy was, turn by turn, to hold Baba's hand during that walk. That was our joy, turn by turn. And then, sometime children will sing, Baba will take us to the lake, and there is a place in front of, there is a temple there. In front of that temple, Baba will ask us to sit, and then any child can sing a song or a poem. Sometime Baba will listen, sometime Baba will stop. Oh, this is unnecessary, to please us. And Baba will call the priest of the temple every time in the evening and make him sit with his Baba's side. Priest used to be so happy, so happy. Achha. So we used to be taught to remember Shiv Baba this way. And that was also a way of our enjoying. Then, a family, in those days, families were very few. There could be brothers, sisters, parents, complete families. And Baba wanted those families to visit the few centers, those were there, to tell people that this knowledge is for the families. This knowledge is not to renounce. So when the family will come to Mount Abu, one time Baba will make us to have meals with Baba. There is a common Brahma Bhojan in which Baba and Mama will sit, but individually also, with the family one time, Baba will give us a chance. So one time, our family was to have bhojan with Baba. And at that time, mangoes were served. And my mother knew that I am fond of mangoes. So when the mangoes were given, so my mother, under the table, very quietly, passed on her mango to me. In such a way that Baba will not know. Nobody will know. Very quietly. And when the bhojan was over, Baba asked Lakshu sister to bring so many mangoes in a basket. And say, child, you take them. Which means to say, Baba had seen her doing that. And I was so happy, so joyed, that up to today, it is my promise with Baba, I must bring a mango for Baba's bhog. Even today I have brought. And it is such a joy for me, if I come 4 days before, 7 days before, I pick up. In those days, mangoes were not readily available. Now you can have all these seasons from various countries. But I used to send my person, office PN, to look at the whole city to find mangoes, and then such a way that they ripen on the day of Baba's bhog, because they should neither be overripe nor unripe, nor there should be a scar on them. So as a result, when I come to Madhuban, all my luggage will be elsewhere, but those mangoes will be in my handbag. Like a kid, I so much take care. Then I come to Madhuban, every day I see, sometime I wrap them, so that they are ready. So those who are absolutely spotless, I will put there. Now also, of course, I bring from India. I went to Burma. So on the last day of my stay, I told them to get some mangoes from Burma, because I know I have to offer them here. So much is the love. So therefore, and this is how Baba used to tell us. Another thing is, people say that if you are in the company of good souls, you are always fresh. So this also I have experienced. My city, in those days, trains were not very fast. And there used to be coal engines, windows open, and the ash will fall on you. And if you have long journeys, your face will be covered with dust. So I started from my city, came to Delhi, and another train. So about after 36 hours, I reached Abu Road. Then I came to Mount Abu. It was about 2:15 afternoon. Everybody had taken their meals. Kitchen was empty. So I was lodged in a room in Mount Abu, Pandabhavan. There is two domes called aeroplane. They used to call them aeroplane. So in one of the aeroplanes I was lodged. So I went upstairs. I thought, I was so tired bodily. I just did not put off my shoes also. In those days we used to bring a big holdall of our bedding. So I put that holdall, just lay on the bed, just I thinking that for 1-2 hours I will rest, then go down for tea. Suddenly, I heard the sound of wooden sandals, someone coming upstairs. I knew this is Baba coming. So I got panicky. Baba will see my this thing, and if comes to my room, Baba will see how disorderly it is. So I just locked the room from, bolted from outside, came out. So Baba always used to be with children, not alone. So Baba was coming up. Baba stayed, went to the water tank, got it opened. Baba had come to inspect that water tank. And Baba will start giving gyan. Look, children, there is rust in this tank, and it has to be removed with kerosene. Baba used to call ghaslet. With ghaslet, similar, the souls have got impurity which has to be removed with ghaslet of, and so on. So after that, Baba came, just saw me, child, you have come, and went. After that, I felt so fresh, no need to take rest. I jumped 2 stairs at one time, went to the kitchen, made my tea, and I did not require any rest at all. So on that day I noticed that company of such powerful souls is very important. And Baba. Now, another thing. Baba used to give us tea in the tea time. So Baba himself will have a big kettle on the table, and the children will come with their cups, and Baba will say, "Take." Baba never was without enthusiasm. Anything Baba will do, even you listen, Baba's murli any time, sakar murli, very fast, and always full of enthusiasm. So what happened? So Baba, somebody caught a snake. There were so many snakes. So one brother was efficient in catching, and he put it in a bottle. And Baba gave me that bottle. I was very afraid of snakes. So I said, Baba said, okay, if you are afraid, leave it. After 2 days, that snake became like semi-dead. In that bottle, Baba said, Baba always used to call everything as a child. The child has become lazy, go and release in the jungle. So this is Baba used to do also. Because, and I felt why I, in front of Baba, I am saying I am afraid of a snake in a bottle when Baba is also there. So I checked myself that there is some body consciousness in me. Now what happened? My bodily father, left body. When he left body, he had about 30 official dresses, because he was also in the public, going to public, and those dresses fitted me fully. Normally in India, when a person leaves body, they give in charity those dresses to some priest or some poor man. I thought, I am a Brahmin, why don't I keep those dresses and I will wear them, it will save money of the yajna. So, one time when I had come to Madhuban, you know, in Madhuban nobody wears official dress, you just have normal Brahmin dress, but on the last day, when you are leaving back for your place, so you wear official dress. So I was wearing, we have to travel, so I was wearing that dress, my father's bhushat, and went to Baba. And now what Baba used to do was, that in those days, there was no ready-made in India. People were not using any ready-made, because this is a divine country. Everybody will go to the tailor, get his stitch, make it short, make it big. So here, there was always personal touch. Even the mothers will weave the sweaters and pillow covers and write on that. So, sometime from Hong Kong, some families were there connected with Yajna, Sindhi families. They used to come and leave some ready-mades there. And those ready-mades, foreign and nicely stitched, Baba used to keep them for those children who were in jobs so that they can use it in their office. And I used to get every time some dress or the other, and in my company I was called the best dressed officer. They did not know from where he is getting these dresses. And when any other officer will ask me, where from you got it, to tease them I will tell next village, I said from there, just to tease them. So Baba had at that time also one dress for me, and Baba said, child, this is for you. Just to show my childishness, I said, Baba, look, this is bushet is my father's, and how nicely it is fitting me. And I narrated that my father left 30 dresses and I kept this and that. Baba said, child, if you wear your Laukik father's dress, you will remember your Laukik father. If you wear Baba's dress, you will remember Baba. So I quietly took Baba's dress and thought, next time I will bundle up all those 30 dresses and leave it in Madhuban. So this, I did the same, and then I realized, yes, any time I will wear my father's dress, I will think it is my father's dress. It was not possible for me to wear. That is why in Yajna also, there was a system that if you go to any center, anything, if they give you any dress or anything, soap, anything, personal gift, you bring and put it in the Yajna, and take from the yajna. You may get the same thing, but don't wear straight away, otherwise you will always remember till that cake of soap is consumed, you are putting on, you will say, so one gave me. So Baba says it means you are not having yoga with Baba. System. So, I brought all the 30 dresses and left. Relieved. Next time I came, and who will wear office dresses in this yajna? So they just distributed to people for odd jobs. When I came, one brother washing clothes was wearing my father's bhushat after I had surrendered. And I said, oh, my father's bhushat. So then I further realized, yes, how true that if I was wearing, how much time I would be remembering my Laukik father, after even I have surrendered, I am still remembering that Bhushan. So this is how Baba used to teach us. And now I will tell you, even after Baba, first of all, when Baba left body, when Baba left body, I was in my city, where I was on the job. Just a telegram came. In those days, no quick communication. So telegram came with three words only. Morning time, about 9 o'clock. Pitashri expired, drama. And signed by Kumarka. Kumarka means Dadi Prakashmani. Pitashri expired, drama, Kumarka. Now nobody is expecting that, but Baba gave me so much power. I said, okay. Now, we used to hold a class in my center where I lived, and also there was a river across that. We used to have another class in the city. So I thought, I will go to Madhuban, but I must inform those students also. So I went on my scooter, went and called one of the students, and I told him that this has happened and I am going to Madhuban. He of course felt very disturbed, said, no, keep heart, I will give you the news, tell all others. I said, now while I was returning from that place, I had ordered some furniture for the center. And that person, one person was bringing that furniture on a cart. So I felt everything in the Baba has left body and this fellow is bringing furniture. What for this furniture? I felt little detachment at that time. Anyhow, not much. So we started from there. So there is a city called Chandigarh, 80 miles from my place. So I hired a taxi and went there. Then, from there used to be a newspaper taxi which used to go from there at this about the. So I went to the newspaper taxi, came to Delhi. So Delhi sisters were thinking whether to go by plane or by car. Plane also used to take long time. So Guldar Dadi's mother, all-rounder Dadi, two more brothers. So we hired a taxi from there right up to Abu at night at about 9:30 p.m. to travel whole night. And in those days, roads were not good. Cars were also old. Anyhow, Dadi, all-rounder, myself, two more went. We told that taxi driver non-stop. So when he came to near Ajmer, his eyes were red. And poor fellow. But we again told him, asked him to stop. So morning we reached. At that time Baba's body was lying in the history hall. And Prakashmani Dadi was there. But the big Didi was out of station. He had gone for service. And everybody at that time sat like you are sitting and expecting that Baba will rise. Baba will rise. So, all were very silent and the little commotion, they were saying, Baba will rise. But that was not to happen. Anyhow, then Didi came, then Baba's body was taken all through the city and then finally, to cremate a body in your own premises is not permissible as per government laws. But they took permission from the government and in Shanti Stamp where it is. So there the body was put. And then I felt I should jump into that pyre immediately. Because Baba is gone, what will we do? But then I also felt that my sins are not absolved. Baba has done lot of service, I have done nothing. So if I jump into that, what will be my fate? And there was little fear also to get burnt. So finally I decided, no, this is not for me to jump. And we were fortunate that to put a little, you know, sandal wood in Baba's that thing. And finally, you have to collect the bones. So, after it cools down, so I was fortunate to collect Baba's bones. Some were like very silky, small pieces and all that. So, all that we have seen. But no thought came to my mind, what will happen to the yagi. No thought came. Even the older than me, BKs were also thinking. They were little face showed that they had some question mark. I did not have any, naturally. But that helped us. Finally, Baba becomes settled. On the third day, Baba comes and reveals future, what is, will be there. And at that time, Baba came in Gulzar Dadi's body. And you know, Baba used to give every child Amrit, as now also they do on Bhog Day. So Baba used to have a particular posture like this. So Gulzar Dadi was sitting in exactly the same posture. So one could see that it is Baba. Even if you cannot subtly understand, but from that posture it was very clear, and the same speed Baba was giving there. Anyhow, now subtle Baba, also like a corporeal Baba, used to make us feel that Baba is there. Subtle Baba used to come in those days in Baba's room for 12 hours, 14 hours, come in the and meet us individually, small group, two people, three people. We used to talk, Baba used to guide us. One time, Baba was there, I had met Baba, and I had gone to the museum, you know, across the lake there is a museum, to do some service. So when I returned from the museum at the gate of Pandav Bhavan, the brother told me, Baba is calling you. I said, okay, I went. And you know what Baba says? Baba says, you went to the museum. No, Baba doesn't know, but he's asking me. I said, yes. There you sat in the garden, and you know, one brother was explaining knowledge to some other person. You were also sitting there. I was really surprised that how Baba knows all this. And then Baba said that, you know, the person who had come to receive that knowledge was a doubting type of soul. And this brother was explaining to him, and you were sitting and just nodding, but that is not correct. Because although you said nothing, but that will confirm that I am also affirming what this person is saying. So child, you be careful. Just Baba gave me some instruction. But my surprise was how Baba is knowing I have gone, and Baba is even listening to my conversation and guiding me. So like that, so many things, you know, I felt throughout that Baba will guide me. And I was lucky. Baba used to talk about God of Gita, even now Baba is talking about God of Gita. I do not know Sanskrit language in which Gita is written. But from Baba's Murlis, I was fond of noting points from Baba's Murli in my exercise books. Like a separate page for yoga, omnipresent, like that. So I used to have one area for Gita, God of Gita. So I had collected so many that I wrote a small book of 24 pages based on just on Baba's knowledge about God of Gita. And I brought it, and Baba in Baba's cottage sat And word by word, Baba listened to me. I was a boy, not knowing Sanskrit, but on the basis of Baba's this. Baba listened, and in that, towards the end, I had given some more detail, like Brahma had four heads, Brahma had beard, this and that. So Baba said, child, you, this portion you cut. And told me, although we had other brothers learned in scriptures, writing on Gita, and told me, this is what I want, and child, you do it. And up to today, I don't know Sanskrit, but Baba assigned that, we have many other BKs who helped me, assigned that duty to me, that you have to take charge of this department. And many times I go to Avyakta Baba, ask Baba, nothing is happening, this we do, this, and Baba guides. But this is the thing in the early beginning times. Okay. Then, Baba, I was reading that book. There was a big program, very big program in the city called Patna. I had just gone to Madhuban. Next day I was reading that book to Baba. Big program in a city called Patna in Bihar state. And in those days it was a very big program because the chief minister of that state had to inaugurate that fair. Baba told me, child, you go to Patna and have this stall of God of Gita there. I had come in the hope I will stay in Madhuban, meet Baba, but Baba said, no, you go. At that time, there was one sister, Rosie Behn, who had lived in Hong Kong. Her father was in charge of this Mount Abu Museum for a long time. So she had a toy, big toy, which, you know, if you press it, it will hand over something to you. She had brought from Hong Kong. I took that. And I printed small votes, vote papers, vote cards. And all people who came, I gave them knowledge, little of Gita ka Bhagavan, and asked them, do you agree that God of incorporeal God is God of Gita, not Krishna? If you agree, put this vote in a box. And that vote will come out of that toy, so they will be happy. So I collected a full sack of votes in favor of Baba's Gyan, that God of Gita is incorporeal. Very joyfully I brought to Baba. And Baba smiled. I thought I have done a big achievement. So many people have signed. Baba said, child, you know, now they will agree, yes, and after 1 minute you ask them, they will not agree. This is not a topic for public. This is a topic for scholars and saints and seers. They should agree like that. So I learned that this is not for public. Later on I published that book with Big Krishna and all that. Subsidized, I used to give to the centers long. And what the brother, I told them that you have to do it to the only scholars. But they started saying a cheap book. They started distributing in parks, other like another literature. So some people became very furious. And they started writing threatening letters to me. You are speaking against this and that, and we will burn you and all that things. So then I stopped that book, because people were not using it properly. And some people wrote very wrong letters. For about so many years, I kept it in cold storage. I thought time is not ripe for this topic. It's a very... Only 5-6 years back, we have again revived. Because now, even the saints and others are receptive. But the basic inspiration is coming from Baba's those words. So now I tell you, for how long I have to be here? 12:15, okay. So now I will tell you 2-3 items, how Baba helps us in everything. Everything. I developed kidney stones. I did not know. I was not afraid of anything. Anybody's death, any loss of money, anything, anything. But only thing I was afraid of, if something happened to my body. Because it is very direct and you feel. Before Jnana also, I used to be afraid of doctor, injections, this and that. And when in the rainy season, the doctor used to come to my house, family doctor, for giving cholera injection, I used to run away. And they will bring me and I will shout like that. But I had seen Brahma Baba also getting operation done. I had gone to Bombay, Baba's operation was done. And I found Brahma Baba in Bombay hospital. And for some time we were allowed to visit. I saw Baba's Laukik relations used to come to the hospital. Baba did not mention a word about them, started giving Jnana only. I saw Baba is giving Jnana to a Laukik, and a nurse comes. Shall I sponge your body? Baba says, no, no, I will sponge myself. And with the pipe here, Baba used to hold the pipe and go to bathroom also. So I, afraid of all these things, I saw how Baba is getting it done. Baba was brought to Madhuban in the same position. Baba will lie, speak Murli, and with that thing in hand. So I had seen that only. Only seen that, but Baba did it. Now I got kidney stone. So I drank more water. I got some blood in my urine. I thought, and it will go away. But it started persisting. So then I went to a doctor. He said, it has to be operated. Big, big stones are there. Two stones, it has to be. Now I'm very afraid what to do. So I went to Baba's room in Delhi, and I told Baba, as if on a blackboard, it is something is written. I said, Baba, my father had also left body out of such same type of disease, and the blood had mixed into urine. It is called uremia, and I am the only child, and my mother will know that I am the only child. She will be very afraid. I want to avoid this operation. I am very powerful. I can live up to the end of Sangam Yuga. So Baba, may I not get operation? I wrote the first question. First that my father had died of the same disease, then my mother is, I am the only child. And then I said, Baba, one of the brothers, you know there is a brother called Vishwa Kishore, who was Baba's closest child, and who also had a jewelry shop and surrendered with Baba. So that brother had also got operation done, and Baba said, you go get it done in Bombay. It was successful, but then he died. Heart failed. So I also wrote there, Baba, you gave okay to Vishwa Kishore, and his operation was successful, but he died. So even if you give me okay, I am not sure. That also I said. And then, so many things I spoke, and then on the blackboard, the same board, it is coming to me, child, if a father dies of a disease, it is not necessary, the son will die of the same disease. The medical science has since improved. Then Baba says that, I have written, I have a weak heart, and just as that brother died of heart attack, I will also leave the body. So then Baba said, everything Baba replied, and then said, child, I am with you, I will. If your heart is weak, I will give you power. And if you do not get operated, the whole Brahman family knows that you have to be operated. Then everybody will feel he is only jnani, he is only having knowledge, no practical dharana. He is afraid of even getting operation. Will you accept that? You will have a stigma. Now I have no answer to that. I said, Baba, I cannot. I said, everybody knows you have to be operated and everybody is getting operation. So, finally, in the Baba's room itself, I said, I will get it done. Then I had to be admitted to hospital. I thought if I get it done in Delhi where I lived, so many BKs will come every day and ask me, how are you, brother? So I will better get it done in Bombay so that nobody every day asks me. So I decided to get it done in Bombay. They fixed the hospital. And then I decided that my mother should not go there because she will be unnecessarily injured. But Didi suggested, no, you better take her. There everything will be happening in her presence. Otherwise here she will be more thinking. I took my mother also. Now, when that operation was to take place, so they make you semi-conscious, okay, and put you on a stretcher. I was to go to third floor for operation. And I had just met my mother in the room. But when I entered the lift on the stretcher, I asked them to stop. This was not in my scheme of things, just naturally. And I told them, please call my mother. And when my mother came, I just held her hand. Mother, be brave. I am brave. Like that I said. And like that. Then in retrospect I realized Baba was making me brave making me do that and get some power into myself. Okay. Operation was performed under chloroform. I don't know anything. Then I was sent to my room. I was not conscious. And meanwhile, Baba had sent Nirvair Bhai from Madhuban to Bombay just to attend to look after me. He had come not in my presence, but while I was being operated. So I was feeling unconscious, as if my legs are pulled up. Maybe they might have pulled up the legs to perform operation. But unconscious state, I say, "Nurse, please put my legs down." And after some time, I feel that she has not put down. I say again, "Nurse, please put my legs down." And then I say, "Nirvair Bhai, why don't you tell the nurse to put my legs down?" I did not know Nirvair Bhai had come. But later on, Nirvair Bhai meets me and says, and laughs. He says, "Your legs were already down. But how did you get the feeling I am there?" That also I do not know I was there. But I got so much power after the operation. I remembered Baba had said, "I will sponge myself." So, to me, first night they said, third night they said, "They keep you without food. That now we will give you some food, but you are likely to vomit." So I said, "Okay." And I felt like vomiting. Nurse brought the pot. Then I thought, why not try my willpower? I say, "Go down." The vomiting feeling goes down. She goes and puts back that pot. About to that, on the table, again, it comes with double force, up to here. Now I think I will have to vomit. But then I again said, no, I will put my will. I said, "Go down." Up to today, that vomiting has not come. You see? And I asked the doctor, "Can I move in the corridor with that pipe?" He said, "Yes." So I got so much power that there were 13 patients on that floor coming from Arab countries, etc. They like to stay in a hotel, then hospital, then a hotel. Rich people. So they used to cry, and their nurses used to bring to my room to console them. See, it became so much. And I felt so powerful that even if another operation is needed, so Baba got it covered. Similarly, many, many things I learned from Baba. One day in Madhuban, Baba was sipping something very tastefully, not like ordinary, like that. I thought Baba must be having some nice tasty thing. So I said, "Baba, what you are drinking?" Baba said, "You want to have some?" And gave me half the glass. It was Kerala juice. And very bitter. Now I can take, but at that time I felt like quinine. Now Baba has given me, I cannot leave it also, but I can't take it also. So one or two sips I took. So Baba was controlling his senses so that a bitter thing should also look like tasty. So Baba was doing like this. Achha. Then Mama came to save me. Mama said, "What is the matter?" I said, "It is like this." Mama said, "Okay, you leave it." So this is how it happened. Now, last thing I want to tell you. Many times in between, Avyakta Baba used to ask me, prepare me to leave my job and become surrendered BK. Prepare me. So one such time Baba said, "Child, have you lived at any center?" I said, "Baba, in my house there is a center. And in Delhi I used to have center. But for 15 days I had taken leave and made a museum in Delhi for a long time. And in that museum the deputy prime minister had come." Baba said, no, not like a guest. You are earning money, you are a BK, and if you go to a center, bring some fruit and all that, they will treat you like a guest. But as an inmate, have you lived? And then Baba politely said, sometime when you become an inmate, there is clash of personalities. This just Baba said, and over. Another time Baba said, child, because I was in my job also, I was doing godly service. Do you prefer to do both godly service and job? Or you like to do godly service only? I weighed in my mind, I thought, my job is, for 17 years I am in the job, so it's just like signing papers. I can go any time, and I am 48 weeks I am out on service. So I said, and I am getting money also, status is there. I said, Baba, to me it is okay. Then Baba said, tell me 1920. In India they say, just preference, little preference. Again I thought, and I gave the same reply to Baba, for me it is okay to do both of them. But Baba was preparing me. I did not say yes. Behind me was a Gujarat teacher, sister school teacher. She asked Baba, Baba, I want to leave my job and do godly service. Then Baba referred to me, look, I have asked him. So you also think that Baba has kept you in the Laukik job. When Baba requires, Baba will tell you. Okay, now this used to happen many times, but I was not realizing. Said Baba is asking, by the way. Now Baba had left the body. And up to that period, there was no property of the Brahma Kumaris, owned property. Even the Mount Abu headquarters was rented. But it had to be purchased because the states were bifurcated and the government of Rajasthan made our own building as their guest circuit house. So they gave us notice to leave. So we purchased this small thing. It was a royal person's bungalow. First building that the Brahma Kumaris purchased ever was in 1972 called Delhi Pandav Bhavan. At that time, little money was required, but that was had to be collected from all over India, and it was thought to be a big building. And my company's headquarters was in Delhi. So, Dadi Didi called me and said, we have taken a very big house. We want a brother there. Why don't you get your job transferred from your company factory to Delhi headquarters? I said, sisters, that is a one company and I can sign papers for 5 minutes over. Headquarter means of 8 companies of India, all the financial problems will come. I will have to solve them. I will not be able to take even my entitled leave because as a moral duty. There I used to take medical leave, this, that. And then I told them, the Pandav Bhavan is on this side of this Delhi and the company's headquarters is on that side. It will take about 1 hour. Now it takes 3-4 hours to go and come, 1 hour. And what will use I will be? I will come to the center, sleep, read Morling Murli and go. And come tired. So Baba made me to say, if you like, I have done so much service, I will leave the job. Now earlier I never used to say. Baba made me to say, I already prepared me. They said, as you like, as you like. So I come from Madhuban to my city to resign. When I come, there are some letters in my room, house, and one of the letters is for a next job, next promotion in my company. Now I am coming to resign and there is a letter for next promotion in my company. Who will do that? So I thought, to take Shrimat. So Sister Mohini, who used to live with, was staying with me. She is a good transmessenger. I told her, sister, you ask Baba, this is happening, but just I am going to resign. Baba sent the message, no, ask him to take the interview. I said, why should I take the interview when I am going to resign? I said, sisters, you please again go to Baba and again ask. Now Baba says that if he resigns also on from a higher post, people will ask who was he ex, and if he is on a higher post, that also will do service. Now nobody, as common sense, I cannot think. So I had to go for that interview. That was a big interview in Delhi, very high post. They got financial advisor and so many general managers had come. I was the first to be called. And the first to be called means more questions. They are fresh. So they saw my record and they said, for 17 years you have been in one company. Normally we send experienced officers to other companies. If now we give you the job, you have to move to another company. And it is Baba who told me not to leave that place. Once we had opened a company in Assam, there was no center. I said, Baba, they are sending me there, there is no center. Baba said, don't go there. There is 9 months rainfall, big mosquitoes. As if Baba has seen that, don't go there. Then Baba said, do I go from Mount Abu? You remain there. For that reason, I was declining my promotions. I told them, because I had no state, you know there is a Brahma Kumari center in my house. There is no private accommodation. So my condition remained the same. I just told them. Then a telephone rang and the minister of fertilizer had called the chairman for some work. He said, I am going. Then they said, what about the interview? They said, keep on asking, I will come soon. So they became very relaxed. And now the next question was, after they had gone, what are your hobbies? Now what a BK can say, I say my hobby is spiritual study. Okay, have you read Gita? And now that was the only book I had read. I don't read outside books. I said yes. Which is the most important sloka of Gita? I know, but I don't know Sanskrit, I can't render. So I said, manmana, to me, manmana bhav, madhyaji bhav. They noted like this. Then I started explaining. God says, remember me. If you don't know who is God, then how can you remember Krishna is a body, not a soul? They did not understand. They said no. Then one of them said, okay, supposing someone is going on a road, another one is chasing him with a dagger to kill. You are watching. What you will do as per Gita? I told them, I am not afraid of my death, but I don't take law in my hand. I will look for some policeman. They again said no. Last question. They said, supposing the one who is being chased is your own brother, bodily brother, then what will you do? I said, he has become my brother as per karma account, and I have more responsibility for him. I will see what I can do. I did not give a straight reply. Then another one said, now it is 7 minutes, let him go. So I was selected and I resigned. So even that also Baba got it done. You see, whole thing. I will like to narrate more, but time is over. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.